We shall now discuss the 8th chapter, that is negotiation skills in interviews. As we know, negotiation skills are important in almost every walk of life, so interviews are no different. Negotiation skills are required in various areas of the job interview, and we shall see how in this particular chapter. Let's look at the objectives before we move ahead. So after going through this chapter, you will be able to understand how to strategize for successful interviewing. So strategy elements are also included in negotiations, like the last chapter focused on strategizing in terms of preparation, in terms of planning, in terms of questioning. Here we would strategize in terms of negotiations. We would also look at the important characteristics of negotiation. Also, the focus will be on techniques for handling questions about salary during an interview. We shall focus on things to consider when negotiating your salary, and finally look at some of the imminent or prominent negotiation strategies. Most job seekers feel anxious, embarrassed, and uncomfortable when the time comes to discuss salaries. It may have happened, in fact, to many of us, that we become slightly tense or nervous when this discussion is brought forward. Never bring up the issue of salary. Let the interviewer say it first. Rarely helps you if you don't have any idea of how to respond when the topic does come up. So it's a good thing to be well equipped about this particularly important topic, because a salary is one of the most important components of the job. It's a motivation or an inspiration for almost everybody who is into a job. Almost everyone feels like they are in a pressure cooker when it comes to any type of bargaining, and salary negotiation is no exception. So there is a lot of negotiation that happens. People who are good negotiators benefit greatly from their skills. They get better salaries or pay hikes even, or if they've moved from an earlier job to a higher position, a hike or a raise in the salary as well. But it doesn't have to be that way. So it doesn't have to be a pressure cooker kind of, or a hard bargaining kind of a situation. A little knowledge can turn the heat down, that is, reduce the pressure and give you confidence in this kind of a discussion. Okay, so let's move on and see how it can be done. So as we know, salary negotiation, as we've just mentioned, can be really or very uncomfortable. If you have been out of work for quite a while, the idea of being back in a job is so attractive that you may not negotiate your salary for fear that you will not be hired. You may accept any salary just to get back to work. So it is a reason why many people fail to negotiate. They are lured by a good job. Probably some of them are in a break currently. They have been away from a job. They are desperately searching for a job to meet ends, and hence, when they are, when they think that they are a prospect to a better job, a kind of a stable livelihood, then they actually sacrifice this element of negotiation. The degree to which a salary is negotiable depends on the position, the manager, the organization, your perceived value, and the state of the job market. So there are various factors which are at interplay when it comes to demanding a higher salary or negotiating a salary which you think is the right salary or appropriate salary for the job. In this context, there is a range where you can negotiate. There are certain organizations where you cannot, where you cannot. Most government jobs have rigid, non-negotiable salary scales based on education and experience. So these jobs, they rarely care about how talented an individual is or how much would he do. It's a rigid bureaucratic structure which is already set in stone. So if you accept that, well and good, otherwise you can look for another job. In general, higher level management and executive positions offer the greatest opportunity for negotiation. So some of these jobs include the company executive levels, higher levels like the general manager and above, where the talent of the individual will actually speak volumes in propelling the company to a certain direction, either going up or coming down. So these people make the actual difference. And if there is a game changer, if the person is really innovative and talented and can actually move the company ahead of the competition, then they are prone to more negotiations. So they can negotiate better salaries than what are quoted. In any case, never accept an offer in the interview without negotiating. So negotiation is a must. It is an art through which you can benefit. Express your strong interest, but state that you always think over decisions of this magnitude. So don't just accept offers immediately. Tell the people that you will think over this particular offer. Tell your interviewer when you will contact him or her with your decision. Employers know they may need to negotiate, so often they don't start with their best offer. So what's happened now is the interviewers, like the candidates, are well versed, well adapted to the interviewing process. They know negotiation happens a lot, so they don't want to be at the losing end by their organization losing more money to the hired employee. Therefore, they start with a lower price range. For example, it happened in one of the cases in a previous organization where a technical manager was supposed to be hired. The actual slab, as I knew in the company, was between 15 lakhs to 18 lakhs. That was the annual salary which was in the slab. But many a times we had candidates who in fact asked for 22 to 24 lakhs for the same position, which was not at all in the range. So many of our recruiters, they used to quote the initial salary for the CTC, that's the the yearly or annual salary, as 14 to 16 lakhs or 13 to 15 lakhs, which after a lot of haggling and negotiations used to fit the range of 15 to 17 or 18 lakhs. So there was a lesser risk for the interviewers of not losing a lot and not even losing good candidates. So it is important. And for most positions that have a salary range, that it is based on a budget and the hierarchy of the organization. So every organization has their own set budget for a particular position. It is very rare that a position has one set salary with absolutely no flexibility. So barring government organizations, the bureaucracies, it's very rare for other organizations not to have flexibility. Let's take a look at the characteristics of this particular process of negotiation. Now we know from some places that negotiation is hard bargaining, or it is loudly talking to people, being aggressive with them. Therefore, many people don't negotiate job offers because they fear that asking for more will damage the relationship with the hiring manager. But negotiating effectively is not about being aggressive or giving ultimatums, as we have seen. It's about working collaboratively to get what you want while satisfying the needs of the hiring manager. So it's a partnership like aspect with the hiring manager. You need to be polite. You need to convince the person as to why you deserve the salary that you are quoting, or why you are expecting a higher quote than what is being provided to you. Everyone can learn to negotiate effectively for what they need and want. Even if you have never negotiated an offer before, you can be successful at it by following the guidelines for creating a collaborative negotiation style and practicing it. So in this chapter, we'll see how that's being done. Never ignore job openings because of perceived salary shortcomings. So it's important to go to such job openings where you think you might receive a lesser salary, get into the negotiation process and convince people in a collaborative manner to accept whatever salary you're quoting or slightly lesser, but in that particular range. People who keep an open mind and interview for a variety of positions can build a great deal of value in their candidacy. A lot can happen in between the time you first apply for a position and that position is filled. The hiring manager may decide to upgrade the position based on your skill sets and improve the quality of the original offer in an attempt to bring the best, to find the best candidate. So many a times this is called as sweetening the offer. So if a candidate is found to be really good in terms of the cultural fitment, in terms of the job knowledge, in terms of interpersonal and leadership skills, then the recruiter himself or herself is forced to make such person join the company. So in this context, if the current slab is not working out, they might come out with something which is better so that the prospect comes into the company. In this context, it is important to treat every position like it is the position of your dreams. So you cannot afford to ignore any particular job position. First, get the hiring manager to want you. So in this context, you can create the wow factor which we had discussed earlier. You can actually anticipate the kind of questions that were provided, and you can also discuss about yourself in terms of benefit, not as a feature or a skill. Once this is achieved, it is generally easier to negotiate the appropriate salary package. So it's far easier when you have proved your mettle or proved your worth to the recruiter. It then simply becomes a job to explain further and bag the job. The next type of characteristic of negotiation is negotiation starts the moment you submit your resume and continues during the interview process as an ongoing kind of a flow or a process. So don't sell yourself at one level and expect an offer for a higher level position. All your marketing collateral, including your resume, cover letters, bio, and elevator pitch, needs to reflect your unique value proposition. So is there something that you have which forms a USP or a unique service provision or a UVP, which is a unique value proposition? So do you have that kind of a unique value proposition? A value add to the organization is important. Every aspect, not just you in an interview, but the different documents that you submit should speak volumes about this particular factor. The value you communicate throughout the interview process will be leveraged later on when you negotiate your compensation package. So try to put in extra value into all the documents which are initially scanned, they are reviewed, they are filtered, and then you will be interviewed. So start from that moment onwards to present yourself in a unique way. In the same context, it is generally reasonable to request up to 1 week to make your decision regarding a position. Never accept an offer on the spot. So it shows firstly a thoughtful process, that you are not in a hurry. Second, it shows that you are not desperately looking for a job. And third, it also shows that you have some unique qualities, so you will not unnecessarily bend for the job. You want the employer to view you as a prudent decision maker. A prudent decision maker is a person who is an intelligent and a wise kind of a person, taking decisions, taking time to decide. And you want them to understand that you don't rush into big decisions. So it's extremely important to understand this particular point. Most people need at least a few days to review the offer and talk it over with others. So there might be certain discussions with friends and family over this, and then people might come to a consensus. In some cases, you may want to stall responding to an offer because you have other interviews and or potential offers in the pipeline. So it's extremely important to make a wise decision from the kind of choices that you have. Now let's take a look at the techniques for handling questions about salary during an interview. Very first is, if asked, what are your salary requirements? In this context, it is wise to summarize the recruitments of the position as you understand them, and then ask the interviewer for the normal salary range in his or her company for this above type of question. On the job application, respond to this question with negotiable. Being negotiable from your end also shows the flexibility to the particular interviewer, makes them understand that you will, you know, be flexible and only focus on what's good. Therefore, negotiation is called as a collaborative process. If asked, how much did you earn on your last job? Tell the interviewer in this particular context that you would prefer learning more about the current position before you discuss compensation, and that you are confident that you will be able to reach a mutual agreement about salary at that time. So it's a wise decision. It's not that you are jumping the gun or you are too desperate to join the job. It's an educated, a quality decision-making choice. And this reflects from this particular action. Comparisons to your current or past salary are irrelevant and should be avoided. So you should not compare your previous salary with this one in front of the interviewer. If in a private mode, if you think you can do so, then you can definitely get that done. If asked, how much did you earn on your last job? Your focus should be on benefits that you will bring in the future rather than on your past salary, which may not have reflected your true market value. Also remember that cost of living differentials affect what you can expect to earn in a new location. In fact, another factor to be considered in this context is the factor of inflation. So inflation rises every year, it does not drop. So after, let's say, the first past salary was given at a base level, including incentives and promotions, but they are nowhere compared to the kind of inflation that has happened in the past 3-4 years. So you can definitely factor in this particular aspect as well. If told the salary range for this position is rupees 9 lakhs to rupees 11 lakh 50,000, is that what you were expecting? Tell the interviewer that it does come near what you are expecting, and then offer a range which places the top of the employer's range into the bottom of your range. So automatically you get a better pay hike or a better salary initially than what is being forced upon you or quoted to you. Remember, be sure that the range you are thinking about is consistent with what you learned about the market rate for that particular position. So it's extremely important that organizations do not exploit you for the need of a job. So if you are a person who's not done a job for years, or if you're a new person, or if you are looking for a job change desperately, don't fall into this trap of not checking what is the base salary in the different organizations in your own sector. If told the salary is rupees 60,000 per month, in this case, try not to look excited or disappointed. Some people with higher level of education might be disappointed here. Some people who don't have the required education or the experience may be extremely excited. Simply repeat the salary, look up as though you were thinking about it, and pause. So don't show too much of excitement, too much of desperation there. Don't worry about the silence. Give the employer an opportunity to increase the offer. So give the notion that you have not decided yet whether you really need the job which pays you such a salary, or is it a better salary that you're looking for? The next thing is when to talk a salary. One approach is to avoid the salary talk until after you have a job offer. So once things are confirmed with the company, once things are done, then probably is the best time to ask for the job, the offer salary. The other way is to find out upfront what the salary range is, so you don't spend your time on something you won't accept. Either way can really work for you. You have to figure out which style is good for you and best, what is best to you in that particular situation. Be sure you're comfortable with the method you chose. So choose one singular method of negotiating and follow that. Please drop out elements like aggressiveness, elements like a bias, elements like me first, and so on. The next element is the perfect job you found isn't really perfect unless it pays enough to support your lifestyle, or at least pays for the essentials. So this is one of the things that you need to understand as the basic reason behind preparing for negotiations. So many a times the jobs are actually good in terms of the organization, the culture, but when it comes to payment, then if you get lesser payment, then it would not suffice your lifestyle requirements. Before you start looking for a job, you should know how much money you need to pay the bills and to live in a comfortable manner. So you have to prepare a budgetary estimation of your future requirements as to, if you take up the particular job, would you be able to spend money to pay the bills, spend money for your food, and along with all these things, have some surplus left to save and enjoy yourself. So these are important real life considerations which help you to prepare a mindset for negotiation. Now, as a part of things to consider when negotiating your salary, let's see the process of interviewing with a small company. In small companies and non-profit businesses, salaries are not usually fixed. Many managers of small organizations want to offer reasonable pay in order to attract good workers, but they do not want to overinflate overhead expenses. What this means is they have limited working resources, unlike the larger organizations. For example, if you take example of the IT giants, the Indian ones, especially like Infosys or HCL or Tata, TCS. So these people have an infinite set of resources, as in they are huge organizations with extremely huge types of avenues and a lot of resources at their disposal. But smaller organizations, let us say startups or organizations who've been in the industry just for 2 years or 3 years, or they are non-government or non-profit businesses, these kind of places have some problem with resources. They don't have those many resources as the large scale organizations. So therefore the managers, although have a desire to obtain good employees, also have to keep an eye on the resources, so they don't want to inflate or unnecessarily expand the monetary resources. Knowing the small business manager's concerns can give you an opening in your negotiations. So basically, if you understand the pain areas, if you understand whatever are the reasons that the manager is hiring, whatever are the problems with the company that can be solved, then you can start headway with your negotiations. In this context, there is a need to provide the employer with wage details for your job that will educate him and support your salary request. So this is a very relevant and a very practical way or method of dealing with interviewers when you approach a small company. Let's move on. An important aspect which needs to be kept in mind when you are about to discuss the salary or negotiate your salary is be flexible. It is important to keep your options open. Many times the interviewer will mention salary as if it is set and not changeable. In this context, it's very important to understand not to agree or disagree. So people can simply state, this figure fits into my range. Using this open-ended statement will allow you to continue the interview with all your salary options open. So let us say if the interviewer says, all right, for your position, we have a fixed salary, which is not negotiable. It's a 9 lakhs per year per annum. So instead of saying no, 9 lakhs is not acceptable, or all right, fine, 9 lakhs looks fine, you can simply say that 9 lakhs is in my range. So probably if you are able to sell yourself in a better manner after this question or this particular thing has passed, probably by, you know, getting impressed through your qualities, the interviewer might be inclined to increase the set salary and come into your range. Let's move on. Another important thing to consider when negotiating your salary is research salary related information. This is extremely important because today there is a huge number of companies with varying salaries. Even in the same sector, the salaries vary. Now, with the advent of the internet and the World Wide Web, people are putting useful information on different job boards and websites which will help you. So since the salary climate is constantly changing, you need to know where to find the latest data. So a list of top salary resources have been provided. Some websites such as www.salarynegotiations.com, professional trade journals and business magazines, newspaper and online job listings, many job portals like Naukri or Monster can also provide you with this kind of information. Another important thing is the preparation element, which we've seen previously as well. In this context, practice your negotiation skills with family and friends before your interview. So it's very important that you go through the motions, that you've done it before. Knowing everything is one thing, but practically stating it in front of others is another. So if you're not comfortable with expressing your ideas about negotiation, they will not actually be worth it. So always practice it before you are into the real thing. Go into your interview with your research properly done and your negotiation skills polished. Remember that salary negotiation is not about a win or a lose. So ideally what this means is, it is not a competitive process that I win, you lose, or you win, I lose. So it is a collaborative process. Collaboration in the form of setting a range and convincing the interviewer your worth and getting that person in your range. And if the quoted salary is too less, getting the right salary for your worth. So it's basically a two-way process where you and the employer are each trying to get what you need at the best price. When that occurs, it's a win-win situation. So salary negotiations always has to be a win-win kind of a negotiation. The interviewer should not feel that the person who's been inducted is an overhead or an expense. Being prepared to negotiate your salary will help you to earn the best possible income for you and your family. So it's a win-win in situation, in the sense the company gets a good employee. You as an employee will increase the value of the company through various endeavors, and in lieu of that, or in exchange of that, the company will sustain you and your family's livelihood. The next important thing to consider is timing. So timing is essential, it's extremely crucial and is important. Try your best to avoid mentioning salary until you receive a firm job offer. This will give you more time to gather information about the job and sell your skills to the employer. So do not mention salary at the start in order to, you know, continue gaining information. Pend this until a job offer is made to you by the interviewer. In the context of timing, postponing salary negotiation has several benefits and advantages. Here are several to consider. Firstly, you may get a better salary offer than you expected, may avoid asking for too low a figure or end the negotiation by asking for too much, may be able to discover the starting point of the negotiation process. So it's extremely important to understand this process has several advantages when you've actually analyzed and then post the offer, listen to the offer and quoted either your salary or heard it from the interviewer. Now let's take a look at some of the negotiation strategies. The very first amongst these is to understand your market value. Now, market value is a certain value which is associated with you because of your experience, because of the qualifications that you hold, because of the kind of skills and benefits that you bring to the company. So in order to know your market value, you should speak to industry contacts. So any peers, any specialists, they would be able to certainly help you to understand how much you would be worth in the market. Review job posting boards and classified ads. Many of the classified ads do provide a salary range as well. Contact recruiters and professional associations in your field to benchmark positions. So this is also extremely important. The next type of negotiation strategy is to understand your priorities. In this context, it's important to examine what's important to you. This will improve your ability to negotiate in a very effective manner. So you will understand if whether this particular job is extremely important, whether your own livelihood is a reason that you would be negotiating, what are the priorities or importance factors in those in this particular broad factor, and so on. You need to know what you're not willing to give up in order to decide what you would forego to get more of what you want. So you are already sacrificing when you are getting into a full-time job. You would be sacrificing precious hours with your family, with the friends. So you are foregoing or sacrificing this. So it's extremely important to make it worth your while, to understand what would be the exact salary that you would expect in return. The next strategy is to uncover your competition. Figuring out where you stand in relation to other applicants can help you develop a more targeted negotiation strategy. If you are one of two candidates being considered, your chances are better than if you are one of 10 candidates. It is perfectly acceptable to ask a hiring manager how many other applicants they are interviewing for that position. So you understand that you are amongst a precious few. If there are 25 people, then probably you need to change your strategy. So it's always understanding how many people are competing with you for that particular job position. Another key strategy is do not or don't be the first one to name a salary. Getting the first offer provides information and commits the company. If you are asked your salary requirements prior to receiving an offer, quote a range based on your knowledge of similar positions, or ask the hiring manager what the salary range is for the job. So you need to understand the salary range, the kind of amount that you would get, but you need to ensure that the initial offer is being voiced by the person who's interviewing you. It's not you who's asking for the salary. In the context of not being the first one to name a salary, You can also tell the interviewers that you are confident that their company pays competitively and salary will not be an issue. So you will show confidence in them, automatically they will also respond in a similar manner. In this way, you're also not revealing how much you want, you're just pending the question for future. Ask if you could learn more about the position to determine if the fit for both of you, for both you and the company, is right before discussing the salary question. So this is another important negotiation related strategy. The next strategy is to communicate salary information in a selective manner. If you must discuss salary, discuss it in terms of total compensation package rather than base salary alone. The total compensation package is dependent, or the components that make it are the benefits, the bonuses, vacation time and overtime, which are all the part of your overall compensation package. Discuss the compensation in terms of what is fair. Companies are willing to negotiate what is fair and reasonable as long as it does not stray from their budget for the position or their organizational structure. So if it is not too unfair, as in negotiations there is a zone of potential agreement. This is a concept of negotiations, not just in interviews but anywhere as a negotiation. Even if you go to bargain for some clothes outside, or you go for some place where there's bargaining, there's a potential zone. Let us say if you want to buy certain vegetables and fruits from outside. So if you want to buy mangoes, and you know that the mangoes are being sold for about 250 or 300 rupees per dozen, so in this case, if you ask mangoes for 150, the dealer will never agree to give you 150 rupees worth of dozen mangoes. But if the person is quoting 250 rupees and if you ask for 200, probably there will be an agreement at some 210 or 215 rupees, which may be within the zone of the potential agreement. So that is important. So similarly in a company, if you're reasonable enough, if you're in their zone of potential agreement, then they will not neglect that. So prove that the salary you are seeking is consistent with the value you will bring to the company. So demonstrate through different examples the kind of benefits that you can provide, illustrate your experience to the people, and prove to them that you are really worth what you're asking. Discuss compensation in terms of what is fair. Companies are willing to negotiate what is fair and reasonable as long as it does not stray from their budget for the position or their organizational structure. So every company has a certain set budget. They have a certain set slab. It's never a fixed amount. For example, let us say for a banking manager who has got about 8 years of experience, probably let us consider a slab of 8 to 12 lakh rupees. So there is a slab or a range. So if a candidate asks for 11 lakhs and if he is able to prove his worth, he will get that amount. But if he asks for 16 lakhs, then it is impossible for the company to fit that particular person in that particular range. So in order to get what you're asking for, and if it's in the budgetary range, prove that the salary you're seeking is consistent with the value you bring to the company. So this is extremely important. In the context of negotiation strategies, think out of the box or outside the box and be flexible. To be successful, you need to convince the other side to adjust its thinking. Show that what you're offering is better for the company. Develop proposals that maximize benefits for both you and the company. So define some particular aspects, demonstrate that you will definitely prove as a really worthy candidate so that the company needs to hire you with a higher price. The next type of strategy is to bring others or other entities into the negotiation mix. By bringing others into the negotiation process and making the commitment more public, you make it more important to them that you accept the offer. Increasing the number of people involved in the negotiation creates more visibility for you as a candidate and can create a stronger desire on the hiring manager's part to close the deal and get you on board. So this is another strategy where you actually rope in more people to bring in this particular process. The next strategy is to create an advocate. You are more likely to get what you want by getting the negotiator to be your cheerleader. If the negotiator seems to lack the authority to make decisions regarding the points you wish to negotiate, you will need to look past them to get the answers that you need. The next negotiation strategy is to keep it professional. So separate the person from the issue and show respect when disagreeing. So if there is an argument or a disagreement between you as a candidate and the recruiter or the, you can say, interviewer, never argue unnecessarily or aggressively. Look at the person as a different person and the issue. Maybe he is bound or restricted from the company's lab and he is not refusing to give the money because it's a company policy, not his own. Blame any failure in the negotiation process on the issue creating the stalemate, not the negotiator. So always look at the policies by which the person is bound. It is not the person's will to offer you a less salary. The next strategy is know when to walk away. So sometimes a mutually beneficial agreement is just not achievable. Sometimes the rigidity in the structure of an organization and the thinking pattern of the negotiator make it difficult or impossible to achieve a win-win kind of a situation or a mutually beneficial agreement. In this context, it is important to know when that point is reached for you. So before you begin the negotiations, determine your absolute minimum acceptable requirements. So this is extremely, extremely important. In the same context, without having those minimum requirements met, the deal is not good for you and you must reject it. If the other side is in a position to meet your requirements, they will often do it when they realize you are ready to walk away. But don't lie, because they may be unable to meet your requirements and discussions will end. So you need to understand if certain situations, certain places, there is no flexibility and you see that the payment that they are providing or the prospective CTC is too low, then it's time for you to walk away. If your salary is low because you've been with the same company for many years, these are certain elements that can be followed to improve on that. So in this context, when you are appearing for an interview, discuss the market rate and delay discussing specific salary as long as possible. Be prepared to discuss why you are willing to stay at a position where you weren't paid competitively. So people will ask questions: why was your earlier salary so low? Why did you remain with such an earlier salary which is so low? This may have occurred due to a variety of circumstances, including company mergers and consolidation or pay freezes. I remember this one particular time in 2008, when I was a part of an IT organization. There was this particular recession which had come into the Indian market, and for that 1 year there was a lot of companies which sacked people in thousands. Luckily in our company nobody was sacked, only a few people were transferred. But that particular appraisal year there was no increment in the salary, so the payment was frozen for one full year for all the employees. Let the hiring manager know that moving forward you're seeking a position with a salary that is competitive. So you are in no way doing an offense, or you are in no way offending the person by simply asking for a market rate salary. You're not asking something which is way out and is not really called for. This is the opposite side of the coin. If you're earning more than the new position pays, if possible, defer the salary discussion until the company has had a chance to understand the value you bring. Definitely, if you're earning more your previous job than the one which you are looking at, you must have offered a lot of value to the company. So what is this value? It needs to be explained to the new people before the salary discussions come. Show your passion for the role and suggest that salary is not the most important criteria for accepting the position. The next important situation or scenario is when you have an offer from two potential employers. In this context, try to get the company you are less interested in to improve their offer. This helps you build a better case for why the company you prefer should improve their offer as well. So in this way, we've completed this particular chapter where we dealt with a strategic approach to negotiation process in interviews. As we all know, a negotiation plays a very important aspect in interviews because your sustenance, your livelihood is all dependent when you're committing to a particular job. So it's important to develop strategies and look at the negotiation process as a win-win process and not something which you use to offend others. In this context, we've looked at several scenarios, several questions to get prepared for this particular context of negotiations. Thank you.